not only is it June, it's late June. We're a couple of weeks away from the 4th of July, and so we got to get the summertime going. Wanted to check in with the YMCA, see what's going on at the Y this summer, and Liz Soliski is here. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Paul.
There's always something at the Y, isn't
there? There's always something.
So what are some of the things you got going on this summer?
Oh, my gosh. We have tons planned for this summer. Of course, we're right on the water. The YMCA is in a beautiful location.
You know, there's nothing cooler than shooting hoops or being at the Y, and whatever you're doing there, you look out those beautiful big windows and you see a freighter go by. It just kind of reminds you why we're so lucky to live here.
We are. We're so lucky. And yeah. And such a wonderful organization and wonderful building. I was just there this morning seeing all the kids from camp. Camp just kicked off yesterday at the Y, Monday. So everyone's downstairs playing basketball and playing outside. They have a field trip today, and so it's wonderful to see all the youth back in the building for the summertime and really engaging with the members and taking advantage of the wonderful space.
That fills a huge need for parents who are wondering, okay, we're both working all day, and the kids are out of school. What are we going to do with the kids this summer? Gives them a great thing to do at the Y, doesn't it?
They do. Our summer camp is very much in high demand. People sign up quite quickly, and we're very, very fortunate for that, for our community to really believe in our programming and in our summer camp. So, yes, we have more than 90 kids kind of roaming around the building. Every Wednesday they go on a field trip, but lots of wonderful activities that they have planned for this summer. So we're really excited to see that, as well as we have half-day camp. So if there's parents out there that maybe weren't able to get into our camp, want to come back, they can definitely take advantage of our half-day camps. They run every week for 1 week long. Each camp is 1 week long, and it's either in the morning or the afternoon. And there's camps from learning how to fish to cheer camp to a battle of the chefs, farm to table. We have a class. A music class, a Spanish class, so lots of various different things that really are a great opportunity for youth to maybe discover some of their interests or their passion and keep them active and going throughout the summer.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know water safety has been a big issue at the Y the last few years too, because we are surrounded by water. People love to get in boats. People love to go to the beach, but you got to know how to be safe around the water. That's something the Y really helps out with.
Absolutely. I mean, the Y has been a cornerstone in really providing swim lessons for youth, but we also kicked off our safety around water classes. I think for the last 2 years we've been running them, and they're absolutely free to the community, adults and children. We have four sites this year that we're providing for the community to come out and help teach your youth how to be safe around the water. Yeah. And actually those kids that will be completing those classes will receive a free teacher and a free life jacket, which we're really excited about this year. And so definitely take a look and find out the locations. We're doing a location at Court Street, two at the YMCA and one at Richmond. And those will be kicking off here soon in the next few weeks and then be going throughout the summer.
Fantastic. Well, there's so many kids in our community that probably their first job was as a lifeguard at the Y. You know, they learn those skills there. And that's something that they can take with them through their whole life.
Right? Most definitely. We take from 6 weeks all the way up until, we have seniors involved, obviously, at the Y. And so it's nice sometimes we've had staff that have seen the kids, start in childcare and have grown up through our programming and have turned out being an employee for us as well. Yeah. So it's wonderful to see that.
It is a place with something for everybody of all ages. And like you said, this time of year when all the kids are there for camp, you look around, you see little kids, you see seniors, everybody in between. It's a lot of fun.
It's beautiful.
Good stuff. If people are interested in those half-day camps or any other programs at the Y, what's the best way to connect and kind of get a sense of what's available and how to sign up and stuff like
that?
Sure.
I mean, the best way is to come in. I mean, really to come into the building and to meet the staff and to experience the facility. We're more than happy to do that, but if it's easier to give us a phone call or to check out our website at bluewateryMCA.com, you can definitely check that out as well.
All right, awesome stuff, Liz. Thanks a lot, appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.